In the calendar of the Western Christian Church, All Saints' Day is kept on the first day of November. The idea of a special day to remember all of God's saints began in a proposal from one Ephrem Cyrus, a 4th century Syrian doctor of the church and an important biblical and ecclesiastical writer. His suggestion was taken up by John Chrysostom, who determined a specific day for the feast, the first Sunday after Pentecost. And the Eastern Church still keeps this date, but it's a day when we keep the Sunday of Trinity. A formal date did not become established until about AD 610, when Pope Boniface dedicated the Pantheon in Rome to Christian use on the 13th day of May, and observance on the 1st of November started with Pope Gregory IV in the 9th century, and so it still is. It's been the tradition of the Church since the earliest times to give particular holy individuals a special place in the thoughts and prayers of the faithful. Regrettably, in the medieval period, much abuse surrounded the veneration of the saints, and at the Protestant Reformation saw some churches largely dissociate themselves from this practice. In the resulting Presbyterian denominations, devotion to and reverence for the saints ceased, and in my humble opinion, much was lost from the glory of their corporate worship. The Anglican churches, as ever, steered a middle course and maintained the calendar of the saints in their service orders, in the Book of Common Prayer, and in various Scottish episcopal prayer books. What then do we find if we examine these calendars? There are, first of all, those saints that have propers or lections dedicated to them on their feast days in the prayer book, days that used to be called red letter days. The term red letter days originated way back in the patristic church. In the First Council of Nicaea in 325, it was decreed that saints' days and other holy days should be printed in church calendars in red. The term came into wider usage with the appearance of the 1549 First Book of Common Prayer,